making the device of our heart to become his counsel. Because the Bible says the devices are many, actually 19:20. But he said, nevertheless, though there be many devices, he said, but that which is the counsel of God only will stand. So we thank God that he has allowed our device or devices as touching this prayer conference to be his counsel. Who is he that said 18? That's lamentation. And come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. We thank him because he commanded his guide.
Amen.
Because it is command. And it will prosper.
Amen.
I said it will prosper.
Amen.
I want to thank God Almighty for allowing me to stand before the children of God and before the ministers of God. I want to especially thank our Father in the Lord, Pastor Ajayi, the Lord God of heaven, who will continue to honor you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to thank our mommy as well. The hand of the mighty God will rest upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All the ministers, the planning committee, your labor of love in God's vineyard will never be in vain.
Amen.
We have the very first thing we have to do. In fact, I think that's the only thing I can do. The most sensitive thing. Why the Son of God was leading us? Why I raised that song again? Let me tell you, this is why I raised that song again. Why he was leading us to sing Yahweh. The Lord opened my eyes and I saw angels with flaming sword. With flaming sword. That's why I said there is something unique about that name. While he was leading us and we're calling that name Yahweh. Yahweh, I saw angels with flaming sword descend. And it gives me a lot of confidence, a lot of boldness in God because of what he has commanded me to do majorly. Every other thing will just be an addition. This prayer conference is saying position yourself. And we're going into something that is very sensitive and that I will challenge you to really pray. If you will really position yourself in life, particularly in this end time, ministry, business, career in this end time is not a joke. It's not a joke anywhere all over the world. It's not only in Africa. The way we pray in Africa or Nigeria is not supposed to be like that in Nigeria or Africa alone. But invariably, for one reason or the other, so many other countries of the world, particularly the Western world, it's not like that. And gradually, the devil is creeping in, unknowingly, from different sector, from different area. He's coming in a very subtle manner, and we don't realize this. So that's why I will crave your indulgence today to listen carefully and be really, really ready to pray. Get ready to pray. In Psalm 149, Psalm 149. Let me just read the whole of the psalm. Let's just enjoy the whole of the verses before I just zero in a particular in two or three verses there. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let us sing the joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Verse 6, there is a switch. If you consider that psalm very well, from verse 1 to 5, let them praise God, let them praise God, let them praise God. And the moment the psalmist got to verse 6, there is a switch. Verse 6, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and the two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathens, and punishments upon the people, to burn their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron. Last verse, to execute upon them written. This honor hath all is said. Praise ye the Lord. Let us just, for the sake of time, because we have a lot of things to do, let me just zero in the last verse. To execute upon them judgment written. This honor hath all is said. The word of God, the Bible, contains the judgment that has been written by God. And listen to me. We make the mistake. I'm going to show you from scripture today. I'll show you a scripture very soon. I'll show you a scripture in the New Testament. We make a mistake of thinking that the Bible will execute itself. I'm sorry to differ. You are to execute the word of God.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. If somebody decides in Nigeria, in my country, we drive on the right. Here you drive on the left. Am I correct? Yes. Now, if somebody decides to go out there now and drive on the right side instead of the left, and there is no camera, there is no police, there is nothing, the man will go scot free. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
And there is a law in this country that you can only drive on the left. But if there is nobody to execute that law, the man will go scot-free.
Yes,
so, don't ever think that law will execute itself. There's somebody that has been given that honor. Look at it, he said, to execute upon them. Upon who? He has told us earlier, their kings, their nobles, and the rest. To execute upon them the judgment that has been written. And he said, this singular honor, have all his saints. So, as a saint of God, as the saints of God, we have been given a particular honor. And that honor is to execute judgment. No. I'm saying, listen to me. I've been praying about this program for long. And my assignment today is a very sensitive one. I am sent to execute judgment. And I'm going to show you very soon what God has sent me to do. Listen to me, your position in life and destiny, in ministry, in business, in career, will never be secured until you execute certain judgments that I will show you from the Bible today. And we will be praying today in an aggressive manner. I will not take gentle prayer from you today. I am from Nigeria.
Amen.
Please, I am from Nigeria. I'm black, 100%. Yes. You are no more in Nigeria, but I'm in Nigeria. I'm in Nigeria, you're no more in Nigeria. So we are going to pray Nigeria prayer here today. When I leave, you can continue with your England prayer. But today we are praying Nigerian prayer. Praise the Lord. So he said, there is a judgment that has been written. It is your duty. It is my duty to search this word of God. Now, if things are going in a certain manner in your life that you don't like, if things are going certain ways in your ministry, in your family, in your business, in your career that you don't like, you don't just fold your hands and be waiting for Jesus. You don't just sit down and say, I'm born again. And the devil just keep on slapping you. The devil keep on beating you and cheating you and taking what rightfully belongs to you. And the devil is stealing what belongs to you, and you refuse to rise up and challenge the devil and execute the judgment that has been written. There is a judgment written for every situation. For every issues of life, if you're in ministry here, like me, you're a servant of God, and God has placed you in a particular area. He's the one that gave you that place. Then listen to me. I'm going to show you from the Bible today. You don't just say that God placed me here. God called me to be in, what's the name of this area? Maybe God called me to be in this area. If God has sent me here, so since he has sent me here, things must work for me. No, it doesn't work like that. There are judgments you must execute. I won't speak outside of the Bible. I'll show you from the Bible. If you don't execute that judgment and you are saying, maybe this area is, what's the name of this area?
Loudon.
You said, God sent me to Loudon, and therefore things must work for me, either the devil likes it or not, and you are sitting up and you are not executing certain judgment. God gave me this family. Then, listen to me, there are powers that we oppose and stand and try to fight everything that God has said.
Yes.
So he said, this honor have all is saved. What is the honor? To execute upon them. Who are the dead? The Hittites and the people. The kings and the nobles. To execute upon them the judgment that is written. The judgment according to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 12. The book of Exodus. That's what we're going to. Exodus chapter 12. Look at what God had said. Told Moses. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12. Let's just speak verse 12 only because of. So that we can go to some other things. Exodus 12, 12. Look at what he told Moses. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. In a simple way, let me just break it down in a very simple way. Today, our duty, our job, is to execute. Look at it, he said, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. Our job, our duty, our assignment under this time is to execute judgment upon the gods of Egypt. And now listen to me. We are not in Egypt physically now. We are in the United Kingdom. But let me tell you something. Now, there are entities that are God. I'll show you. There are human entities, human beings, that they are already God. And where they are, they don't want any other person to breathe. Whatever they say, whatever they do is final. In the area where they are, if you don't stand to execute judgment on those people, things may remain the same way. There may not be any change. So he said, God said, this night I am rising to execute judgment on all the gods of Egypt. And listen to me. Let me shock you. Where you came from, your family, the family you came from, there are people there that are gods. There are people in your family that are gods. They are human beings, but they are gods. I will tell you, why are they gods? Because they believe that in that family, nothing can work except if they approve it. If you don't pass through me, if I don't support it, if it's not from me, it will not work. That means, anybody who is in this place will decide what happened here. Those people are, is in the Bible, it's not new. I'm going to show you because very soon we're going to be praying and the three key areas that God showed me that we have to pray seriously about. One, your family. Please, forget about the fact that you have been in this country for 20 years, 27 years, 30 years, or whatever. You are from a certain family. You are from a certain root. You are from a certain root. And listen to me. The root always has an effect in the fruit. Either you like it or not, there is a major effect on the fruit that comes from the root. So, there are gods in your family that judgment must be executed upon. For the position that God has given to you, for you to be able to secure that position, you must execute judgment on some powers that have called themselves the God in that family. That's number one. We're going to look at your family. Number two, we are going to look at the portion that the Lord has given to you. Every man has his own portion. Some of us, the portion God has given to us is ministry. And some people in that ministry, the portion God has given to them is the United Kingdom. Some people in ministry, the place God has given to them is Nigeria. Some people, your portion is business. But listen to me. There are people there. There are powers there that are God. That they will never allow you to enjoy that portion until you execute judgment on them. And finally, the city or the country where you are, there are gods there as well. All these are in the word of the Lord. Now we're going to look at one after the other. Now, number one, let's see 2 Kings chapter 11. 2 Kings chapter 11. 2 Kings 11. Let's start from, let me just take verse 1 to 3 and then. Let's just, the old chapter, you can write it down, but we'll just do selective reading. 2 Kings chapter 11, from verse 1. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal seat. One woman in a family, she discovered that the only son that she has in that family, when that son was dead, said, okay, since my son cannot become king again, she searched for every royal seat. Royal seat means every male child that is qualified to be king. Is in your Bible. Every royal seed, every male child that is qualified to be king, is search for them and kill all of them. Verse 2. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. And they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bed chamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. Fortunately, somebody was able to steal one of the royal seed, just one. She destroyed all the male children that are qualified to be king in this family. As long as my son cannot be king, I'm going to kill all of them. So why she gathered all of them to kill all of them? Somebody was able to smuggle one of those royal seeds and smuggle him away. Verse 3. After doing that, and he was with her, he in the house of the Lord, 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. And she installed herself. She made herself king. She made herself king when all the royal seed has been destroyed. After killing all the heir apparent, she made herself the king over that land. And she began to reign. This was a terrible woman who became a god, who took the position that belonged to some other people. And she continued to reign. She continued to threaten everybody in that land and reign over that land until something happened because of our time. Let's jump to verse 20. Let's jump to verse 20 because of our time. Okay, verse 16. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way which the horses came into the king's house, and there was she slain. Verse 20. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. And they slew Athaliah with a sword beside the king's house. The land did not rejoice. There was no quietness. No joy, no quietness in the land until they destroyed Athaliah. So she was God in that family. In that royal family, she made herself God. And nobody could rise to the position that God has proposed for them. So for you to be able to secure your position and rise to the position that God has proposed for you in your family, then you must judge every God that is there.
Amen.
When we talk about God, most of the time we just think about one idol that they put on one corner and they sacrifice to that idol in Africa, the pop oil, palm wine, and the rest like that. No. There are some human entities that are gods.
Let me quickly tell you this. A young man was in the Nigerian police force many years ago. He was doing well.
He entered the Nigerian police force with school certificate. And fortunately, he gained admission to one of the universities in the Southwest
while he was in the police force. He went to the university and studied political science, read about.
And he did well. Came out with a wonderful grade and was very happy. And all he just needed to do, many, many years ago now, was just go and tender his result. Just upgrade him or whatever. You know what happened? The moment he graduated, instead of going to tender the result to the police force, that am I graduating this and that? Not that he got another job, not that he applied for any other job, not that he saw any other opportunity. Instead of taking the certificate and move to the Nigerian police force and tender it, now I have BSc, whatever. So this and they will just, because they are aware that he has that he went to that university. They are aware. You know what he did? He used his own hand and wrote his resignation letter. He resigned. He resigned. Tendered the resignation letter. After he tendered the resignation letter and they discharged him, his eyes cleared. Yeah. 1 year, no job. 2, no job. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. By the grace of God, the church where I pastor, by the grace of God now, when it's about 40 years or thereabout, this has happened while I was in my former ministry, where I was pastoring. Fortunately, when we started, the young man joined us and began to pray. We prayed for not less than 7 years on this eve. It got to a time God revealed a secret, not in dream, not in trance, not in vision. In that family, a woman of the wives, because the father is a polygamous home, the father has many wives, one of the wives said, until all his children succeed well, that there is no other child in that family will do well. Not in trance, not in dream, not in, she said it openly. That all other children in that family, they are going to serve his own children. That they will be servants under his own children. That was when the prayer changed. We switched the prayer. Went to the glory of God. By mercy, God answered our prayer. And the police force, after how many years? More than 10 years. More than 10 years. I don't want to exaggerate. I don't want to give you a figure, but well over 10. I don't want to give you 17 or 15 or 16, but well over 10. After well over 10 years, well over 10 years, after we prayed and prayed, God answered our prayer, and God just raised somebody for us, and they called him back. He's back there now, but this is the issue. His mates are already something like CSP in the police force. From the inspector killer, you move to the ASP, assistant superintendent of police. From ASP, you move to the DSP, deputy superintendent of police. From the DSP, you move to the SP, superintendent of police. From SP, you move to CSP, chief superintendent of police. His mates are CSP now, but they receive him back as an inspector of police. And very soon he will retire. Because all those years they counted it. Because of a goat. Not an idol, not any of those idols, Baal-zebub, Ekron, the god of Egypt and the rest, Ogun, Shango, not all those ones, but a human god. Look at Athaliah. It was not any demon in the land that killed all the crop, all the royal seed. Sir, Abisa, it was not any demon. It was not any spirit. It was not any idol that killed all these guys that were wasted were all people that were qualified to be king. Their destiny is to be king. They were born as royal seed. They were born to rule. They were born to reign. But somebody rose up and wasted all of them. So we are going to pray today. Whosoever has stoned himself to God over your life. God in your family. We are going to pray. He said, this honor has all been saved. That was the reason why I read it before starting. You have the honor to execute judgment. But listen to me. If you have a particular honor, you can choose to take that honor or reject it. If you are inviting me from Nigeria now, and you book a flight for me, maybe BA, and you book first class, and I can get there and decide to go to economy. Huh? I can tell them that I don't want. I may reject the honor. But may you never reject such honor. Yeah. There is an honor that God has given you. So then you can decide. If you refuse to execute judgment and you leave them like that to do whatever, that means you have rejected your honor. That means you have rejected. So any saint of God that is holding his hands when things are going wrong, when things are going bad, when things are not going the way it's supposed to go, any saint of God folding his hands and doing nothing is rejecting his honor. Is rejecting his honor. So we must wake up today not to reject our honor. So he has given us a certain honor, and the honor is to execute judgment. So we are going to have, we are the saints of God. So in that family, God recognizes you before anybody. But you are the one that is not using the honor. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. In that family, you are number one. God recognizes you above everyone in that family. But you are the one that decides to just be gentle. You want to be humble. You want to be very humble. You want to be meek. That is not meekness.
No.
That is not humility. That is not. God has given you that great honor to stand in that family and execute judgment. Do you know that when you execute that judgment in that family, it's not only you that will be released. There are certain children in that family that have been tied in India. There are certain children back in Africa, back in Nigeria, that they are supposed to be in America. They are supposed to be in multinational companies. But a lot of them are bus conductors in Lagos. A lot of them have been reduced into the farm in Ondo State. They are working inside the farm because there is a God that said they are not living. Listen to me. If we did not lie, this guy I was talking about, sir, he saw paper and called it money. A graduate. He saw paper. I don't know the kind of many a job that he did not do. In fact, I witnessed a situation where somebody slapped him. At least the difference in our age will be minimum of, it's close to 10 years difference. But I've witnessed a situation where somebody of my age slapped him because he spoke. And he could not do anything. Slapped him, a graduate. It was so, the case was so terrible, it was like that for long. There are so many people around us because by the time you pray this prayer, you are not only going to release yourself, you are going to release so many others. So it's not just this prayer conference, it's not just about you. In fact, we thank God for the move of God like this. And listen to me, when I was praying, lest I forget, let God ask me to tell you that you have not even scratched the surface of what God wants to do through this prayer conference.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what he told me. You have not even started at all. Because there are things, there are sensitive issues, there are revival that God wants to bath in this nation through this conference.
Amen.
Forget about the number now. Forget about the size. Listen to me. We don't look at the physical things.
No.
The physical things are ephemeral. They are temporal. But it is the spiritual thing that is permanent. There are some things that God has spoken. I don't know what God told you while you started, but while I was praying, the Lord spoke to me. There are many things that he wants to do through this prayer conference, through this revival that is coming up here, if only you can be faithful to it. So we are going to join our faith together, and we are going to get back to where we came from in the spirit. Standing here in the realm of the spirit, we are going to go back to where we came from.